And how did you get to Eau Claire, Wisconsin?
I had met a young man, Ralph Hudson, from Mount Morris, Illinois, on a train going to my first duty station way back in 1943. He was at one end of the car and I was at another. And we kept looking at each other. I sort of recognized him. Well, we got together at Lynchburg, Virginia, and found out that he lived in Mount Morris and I lived in Rochelle. And we played each other for several years on the basketball for we're in the same conference. So naturally, we looked familiar, but didn't really know each other. Well, he and I stayed friends, medical school, internship, residency, and decided to go into practice together. And we wanted to go into Minnesota or Wisconsin. And so we literally just sat down with an atlas or map and picked out 10 places in northern Wisconsin, 10 places in northern Minnesota, and investigated all of them using Chamber of Commerce. And we knew an amazingly number of doctors practicing in these towns. And we get information about the town, the living, and just, and then we narrowed the field down to about 5 in each one. And then we just took 2 weeks off with our wives and drove up here. And we went to, we eliminated Milwaukee, Madison, Duluth, Superior, Minneapolis as being too big. So we went to Rhinelander, we went to Eau Claire, we went to Stevens Point, and Ely, St. Cloud, and some southern, anyway, eventually just narrowed it down to St. Cloud and Eau Claire. And then decided that Eau Claire had two surgeons who were board surgeons, American Board of Surgery diplomates. St. Cloud had 7. So we figured we're going to get a better start, because we're just going to hang up our shingle, you know, Ralph Hudson, Bernie Dibble, world's greatest surgeons, and wait for the people to come in. And they did, slowly.